Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus faced the fierce judgment and condemnation of unbelievers more than once in his short ministry. The Apostle John tells us of the anger of the unbelieving Jews in Jerusalem close to the end of the Lord's life because of his teachings that gave his true identity. The unbelievers would have stoned Jesus to death for claiming to be God when he was only, in their view, a mere man. They were wrong. At that time, Jesus escaped their fury and removed himself from all the hostility there in the holy city. But then his very dear and close friend Lazarus became ill, and his sisters Martha and Mary sent word to Jesus. John's account in the 11th chapter of the Gospel reveals all the details of the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus. In our study today, we hope to bring to light some important facts about the Lord Jesus. Join us for our study.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who?
I would invite you to read the first 44 verses of the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. I would love to read it for us, but time does not allow me to do so in this setting. If you are not familiar with it, please open the Bible and read the full account when you have the opportunity. I will just simply summarize it as we learn more about our Lord and Savior today. When Jesus received word sent to him that Lazarus had fallen ill, without doubt, he knew that the message was sent with the hope that he would come and heal him. But John explains to us through the text that Jesus delayed his going back to Judea. Then 2 days after he had received word, he announced to the apostles that they should go back to Judea. Well, at this time, the men with him raised serious question about returning when the unbelieving Jews were seeking to kill him. But then Jesus explains to them that Lazarus had died, and he would go and wake him up. It was Thomas who spoke up and said to the rest of them that they should go back with Jesus and die with him. The Lord's delay in returning was because he knew what he would do. He planned before they left to go back to bring Lazarus back to life. Our Lord Jesus is about giving life. He will give an undeniable proof that he truly is the resurrection and the life. We believe in the power of Jesus to give us eternal life. The purpose of his return is what we live with every single day as Christians. Our faith looks beyond the grave. All of God's people will be called home to glory when Jesus comes back. This mortal, perishable body in which we live will be replaced with the glorious body like our Lord's. Many who witnessed Jesus call Lazarus from the grave would believe on him. We have the eyewitness account of Jesus giving life to his dear friend Lazarus. And Jesus did care about Martha and Mary. He would come to them and hear them both say that if he had been there before Lazarus died, that Jesus could have saved him from the illness. And that is true. But Jesus had something greater in mind. He came to bring glory to the Father. And the comfort that he would afford to Martha and Mary would be after the sorrow they experienced. But the text tells us another important fact about our Lord Jesus. While he knew that in just a few moments he would call out to his friend Lazarus, and that he would come out of the grave bound hand and foot in grave clothes, he still wept with all those who had come to mourn with the family. Jesus cares about us because he loves us. The crowds observed Jesus weeping and remarked how much he loved Lazarus. This scene should bring us great comfort as we face the uncertainties in our life. Our world is not fair. The life we live here has plenty of trouble. Jesus said that we should not worry about tomorrow because today has enough trouble of its own. He taught us to follow him and not lay up our treasures in the things of this life because they could be stolen. They could decay by moth or rust. Nothing in this life will last. But Jesus has offered much more. The treasures in heaven are secure from all the hurt, pain, and evil of this life. The resurrection to eternal life promises all the joy and the peace that we could ever desire. Jesus told Martha that he was the resurrection and the life, and that whoever believes in him would live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in him would never die. Martha believed in Jesus. And she said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." This is the good confession of faith that brings us to follow Jesus in our obedience to his lordship over our lives. The biblical record of Jesus waiting until Lazarus had died and was buried before he returned to Judea, and the divine power then demonstrated in his raising him from the dead, should give us a very strong evidence that Jesus is the author of life. Let him bring spiritual life back to you. Believe in him, for he is the risen Savior, the author of life.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.